Well, Alan, Timmick has been a staple for you all for a long time, but news just came out a couple of days ago about Timmick as far as citrus and potatoes. Let's explain what's going on there.
Okay, yeah, Timmick has been in the agricultural market since 1940 and has been in the citrus market about 30 years. It's been a very good product for all this time for various growers. And the situation today is that ever since we've registered a compound, like all compounds, you're always re-registering compounds. And with the latest re-registration activity in 2007, we had to do a few more studies. And one particular study, when we got the results, we had to redo some of the risk assessments for the re-registration activity. And that just shrunk what we call in the regulatory world is the risk cup. And the risk cup determines how many crops you can actually put in your basket. And the risk cup, when it became smaller, citrus would no longer fit in that particular basket. And it does not mean that we have any food safety issue. It just means we have more margins of safety involved in the particular assessment. And the situation is that EPA has agreed with us to cancel the product in citrus, and potatoes is another crop. And we can use the product that's in the channels of trade, and growers can use that through the end of 2011. There's no food safety issue, so EPA is allowing that. The unfortunate thing is we can't make new product and put new label because the new label will not have those crops on there. So we appreciate the growers supporting Timmick on these crops for many, many years. The remaining crops will still be in effect for like cotton and peanuts, so there will be allowed use on that for a period of time here in Florida and other use areas.
Actually, that was my next question. Timmick's being used for more than just citrus and potatoes, obviously, especially cotton and peanuts. Now, granted, 2011, at the end of 2011 is the end of the time that they can use Timmick for citrus and peanuts. But what about the other crops? Is there going to be a time limit on those crops, or are they okay for now?
They are okay for now, and then, we just will phase that out by 2014. And then the channel, our distributors, retailers can sell it by the end of 2016. And then growers can use it on those crops by the August of 2018. So it's not a real immediate thing, but that's going to phase out over these next 68 years.
But Bayer, Crop Science, I know you guys are committed to the future, committed to growers, and research continues. There'll be other things coming out down the road. Right?
Absolutely. Bayer Crop Science is still committed to bringing new insecticides and herbicides and fungicides, bringing these tools to the growers. In my career, these last 10 or 15 years have been the most prolific of bringing new active ingredients to the market. Citrus is a big, big market for our company, and these stakeholders, these growers, are very important to us. So we want to continue working with the Department of Ag and the University of Florida, the Extension, consultants to identify these issues that we have down here in this market, in other markets, in citrus, and try to fill those gaps with new technologies, because this is a part of the phase out of the old chemistries, is bringing the new technologies.